Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I'm making a Chex Mix, but it's a big fatty recipe.
What's different?
I have no idea. I've never made it before.
Does it have like butter and Worcestershire sauce and garlic salt? It looks like Chex Mix to me.
Essentially, that is the recipe. Maybe it's just Chex Mix.
Big fatty. We all know your recipe.
It's not on par with the pyramids. But
let me live the dream that this is something special that only Big Fatty knows.
Why is there glitter on our tablecloth, Keith?
Oh, I wrapped presents today.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Let me live the dream that Big Fatty is special.
Yes! Big Fatty, what is that bug flying around? I don't know. Oh, it's a fly, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, you got him. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3360 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of December. Y'all, coming up, Big Fatty, you don't have time. Today, we're killing insects. Big Fatty. Hello, Thawas. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Thawas today, because y'all, Big Fatty has taken his prime rib out of the freezer, and y'all, it is it's been thawing all day, and y'all, then on Wednesday, I'm gonna it's gonna sit in the refrigerator, and then on Thursday, it's gotta return to room temperature. But y'all, it's gotta thaw first, and y'all, that's a big old hunk of meat. Thank you, Big Fatty. You're kind of cute too.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 23rd of December. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've never met this person in person, face to face, but y'all, I feel like I know him because y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people that you will ever meet. And y'all, as I said earlier this week, has more talent in his little finger than Big Fatty has in his fat ass. Big Fatty! I'm talking about the father of Little Maybe. And as far as I'm concerned, he's the resident artist of Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Gus Chin. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Gus Chin. Oh, we do indeed. And y'all, I don't know. I don't think Gus Chad's on the Twitty, but he is probably on the Face Space. So, y'all, if you see Gus Chad on the Twitty or the Face Space or out walking Little Maybe, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of... Yay!
Happy birthday to you.
bells when they go out walking. Maybe so. Or maybe Gus Chad puts bells on. Be ready. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all young Nicholas stopped by and we had a little eggnog. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And Big Fatty, for his supper, had soup. Y'all, I made some of that Lipton soup, chicken noodle soup from the envelope. You know, it's, you know, that's the one where, is it soup yet? Not yet. You know, you have to cook it about 5 minutes. But y'all, I threw some rotisserie chicken in there. And y'all, I had some Melba toast. Be ready, where did you find it? Well, all of a sudden it's just appeared. It's like the North Star. It came upon me. And I was sore afraid. Be ready. And y'all, I had Melba toast and a little bit of cream cheese and some of that chow chow my neighbor made me. And y'all, by the way, speaking of Melba toast, y'all, I have received a communique from Miss Kathy Marshall. She says, "Dear McFaddy, no wonder you're losing weight. It's all that Melba toast. It used to be part of every dieter's plate. See the slenderizer on the menu below. It was those darn hamburger buns that made everybody fat. Just ask that Daniel Deep Biba. I'll have to put it on the Twitty, but I was afraid of getting put in Twitty jail for calling everybody fat. Love that Kathy in the San Francisco." And y'all, the menu, she said, came from an L.A. chain of coffee shops called the Jolly Roger. And there was one near her when she was growing up. And the slenderizer was a half-pound ground sirloin served with cottage cheese, sliced tomatoes, and Melba toast. Y'all, it was $1.25. She says that sometimes the diet plates would have the Rye Crisp that rather than the Melba toast. But at the So-So Question Desk, we accept no substitutions. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that. Always fun to go down memory lane with a piece of Melba toast. Beep! Hey! Y'all, Tuesday, y'all, it came. It came. It arrived. Y'all, I was surprised. Y'all, I've gotten my new Apple clock. Beep! Fatty, y'all, when I went and ordered the new one, it said it would expect delivery between the 10th and the 15th of February. Ooh. And y'all, I got a message. I guess it was last week that the Apple clock would be delivered on Tuesday. And y'all, it came. Y'all, it's working perfectly. I went out for my nipple walk. My exercise ring working properly. It gave me the proper credit. So y'all, I'm pleased as punch. Pleased as punch, I tell you. So anyway, I got nothing else. What did I do? Y'all watched some of the sports ball on Monday night. I was ready for bed. I was just ready for bed. Y'all, it got a little chilly. And Big Fatty, is that chilly with beans? No, as in cold. Oh, very different. But y'all slept like a baby again. Got up a little bit before 7 a.m. in the morning, or around 7 a.m. in the morning, I should say. Woke up about 7, got out of the bed a few minutes later. And, y'all, then I got up and I had my brufkas and corfri and did my Sudoku. And, y'all, then I was off to to put my Apple clock to the test. And y'all, like I said, worked perfectly. And y'all, it is giving me just this morning, but before I ever left for my nipple walk, y'all, I had almost 900, almost between 900 and 1,000 steps just walking around the villa here. And so y'all, I'm pleased with that. And y'all, then after my walk, I came back and I took my shower, and y'all, then I made my little ham biscuits, y'all, they are absolutely delicious. Y'all, I've posted that recipe before, but I tell you what, I'll post it again as part of the, and well, I'll put it up at noontime. Yes, Big Betty. You can make the little ham biscuits yourself if you want to. let's see. Y'all, after I got all that done, y'all, I took by a little bag of some snackettes, and y'all, the mason jars to my neighbor that made the chow chow, and had a little, y'all, we had a little cup of tea, and talked for a little bit, and y'all, she gave me a bread pudding made with pecans and chestnuts to have crema morning, and I'm looking forward to that crema morning, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy. Like I said, y'all, by the way, this music is from the Crema Train, you know, that had that Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks as the conductor. But y'all, I've gotten some more kids. Y'all, the first one is from Bob and Christina Hill out there in the San Jose. And y'all, it's a decorated envelope and everything with little snowflakes and a little puppy dog. No, that's a kitty cat. And y'all, you open it up. Oh, Big Ready, look, it's puppy dog and kitty cat. Oh, Big Ready. Y'all, they formed a crema tree. And y'all, the card's got glitter on it. Big Ready, you know we love the glitter. And it says, wishing you Mary on top of Mary on top of Mary. Big Fatty, I didn't know Mary was a big old whore with everybody on top of. Oh, no, the M-E-R-R-Y. Oh, that's very different. love. Bob and Christina Hill, well, that is just lovely. Thank you, Bob and Christina. And y'all, I'll have a picture of all these cards up on the BFO at noon. Yes, Big Betty, along with the little ham biscuit recipe. Well, yeah, I'll do that. Or I'll put the little ham biscuit recipe up when I post the show. Oh, Big Betty, y'all, the next one is from Tim and James, James and Tim, and y'all, it's a little snowman. Oh, Big Betty, look, his carrot is quite large. Well, yes, and y'all, the snowman has got glitter on it, and it says, much love to you during the holidays and all year long. Best wishes for a joyful season and a happy holiday. Thank you for all that you do. Big Betty, thank you for all you do. Love, Tim and James, James and Tim. Big Betty, that's lovely. Gentlemen, thank you so much for that. That's just lovely. Y'all, I have one here from Dr. Stone. Big Fatty, have you sent him last year's yet? No, but I'm gonna. And I still don't have David that Blue Jeans guy's address to send him one from last year. And y'all, it is a cat. Y'all, and it's a snowman wearing a red hat and a scarf. And it says, Break Ready. It says, wishes of joy and happiness to you and yours. I was going to use last year's card you sent me, but I'm still waiting. Still waiting for it, so I'm sending a leftover from Crema Past. Happy holiday, Dr. Stone. Well, Dr. Stone, thank you so much, and I love y'all. I absolutely love a can. Y'all, the next one. Y'all, I usually have this one delivered in person, but y'all, because we didn't have the podcast to dinner at the Colonnade. Oh, y'all, by the way, you know, the Colonnade had a GoFundMe. Y'all, I think they needed to raise $100,000 to be able to keep the place running. And, y'all, they met the goal. Yes, we paid the gays and the grays came through. But, y'all, this card is from that Georgian Atlanta. And, y'all, it is old Charlie Brown with his little crema tree. And a big lady, and it's got glitter on it, too. It does. And it says, Big Ready, hope all your merriest wishes come true and bring you a happy crema. Well, not the year we wanted, but we made it through. Here's to a better 2021. Hope you have a peaceful holiday season. Merry Xmas. Love, George. And, and you know, George has restarted his This Week in Gay little show, and it's just lovely to hear his voice. Y'all, the next card and our final card for today. Y'all, it's in a brown. It looks like a grocery sack. Oh, but Big Fatty, it's got a little snow on the inside. And y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. And y'all, it is a snowman. And it says, Happy Winter. And it says, got snow. and it says, Fart and Company. What can I say that has not already been said? Toot, toot to 2020. Come on, 2021. Be great. Fart and family of farts. Please punch Larry Vader for me. Thanks, Heart Bacon. Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And, you know, there's nothing. there's nothing I would enjoy doing more than giving old Vader a punch. Big Fatty, that just doesn't sound very nice. But anyway, that's it. Oh, Big Fatty, look at the Christmas train. Fatty, that was so dramatic. It was. Y'all, I got one last thing here. You know, Ken and Vinny from up there in the Connecticut sent me a can. And y'all, I got a terse 20 message from Brian and Danbury. Y'all, by the way, they filled up 25% of their dumpster. You know, because, you know, they're moving. They're moving to Southbury. Oh, Nick, I see the Southbury, and they're becoming the Burrs. Brian in Danbury says, why are we just now learning about these other two, Ken and Vinny? And I said, damn if I know. But anyway, Ken and Vinny, if you're near Southbury, look for the Danburys. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Mr. Cackle. Y'all, it's been forever since he's done a little show, but Mr. Cackle, it is that special time of year. Is there a crema message you want to share with everyone?
Let me live the dream that Big Fatty is special.
Oh, Big Fatty is so special, he has a little yellow bussy ride.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.